Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. This is Perek Mem Aleph, Chapter 41, Part 2. We're going to transition out of our discussion from last week about using our words to comfort those who are in difficult places and spaces and situations, and focus more on one aspect of that. So the pasuk we read last week at the beginning, Ashrei Maskil El Dal, B'yom Ra'a Yimaltayim Hashem. That praiseworthy is the person who thinks about or contemplates the needy, the things a person who's in a bad situation needs. On the day of their difficulty, Hashem will answer them. And we spoke about dal in general being a generic word for all those who are in bad situations. Could be usually it's a poor person, somebody who's going through a difficult matzav, somebody who's ill. But the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, specifies, the Gemara says, Ein dal elechola. The Gemara says that this particular parak must be referring to a chola, somebody who's sick. And if you look at the words that surround it, Hashem yishmeru v'chayayu pas gimel, Hashem will guard him and give him life. Chaneni pasakei refa'a nashi ki chatasi lach. David HaMelech says he was going through illness, and he says, give me healing, refa'a nashi, heal my soul. So it's not hard to believe. The question is, according to the Gemara, what led Chazal to be able to understand that dal here was not, as it usually is, somebody who's poor? And again, poor just not just means somebody who's not wealthy. It means somebody who's poor in a sense of going through a challenge. So the Maharsha on the Gemara explains, very simply, the Maharsha says that even though dal normally means poor, since it uses the word maskil, and maskil we talked about last week at length from the Malbim, means to think about using our words to support somebody, but the word maskil makes us realize it doesn't take much seichel to understand how to help somebody who's poor. Somebody who's in need of financial support, you just give them money. But for a chola, if somebody's ill, it does take a lot of cranial energy to understand the right way to act. And this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to discuss today sensitivity, understanding how to speak to, how to give chizuk to a chola. And so the very same Gemara later, Nedarim Daf Mem, darshins the pasuk we're focusing on, pasuk Dalid, Hashem yisadenu al eres devai, kol mishkavo hafata b'cholyo. So Hashem's going to strengthen him on his bed, literally a couch or bed of challenge or misery, even when all of his rest is uprooted or upset by the fact that they are ill. So hafat, it'll be turned over. So the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph, again, the Gemara says, Amar Rabin bar Amarav. Minayin shakash baruch hu zonas achola. How do we know that Hashem himself, bechvodo uva atmo, gives support, sustenance to achola? Because the pasuk says, Hashem yisadenu al arshi. Hashem himself will support on the bed. In other words, the bed of misery. So if Hashem is supporting, the pasuk telling us, David HaMelech writing, it means Hashem directly is supporting. Therefore, Chazal say, Hashem directly supports those who are in illness. And then the Maharal explains that it makes sense that it should be that way, because Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadol there says that a chola has lost their teva, because they are sick and they don't have physical strength, so they're less physical and more in their spiritual state. And Hashem also, we know, is not physical, it's only spiritual. So in a sense, even though, of course, in many ways, the chola can feel, and we should say carefully, abandoned by Hashem, in many ways, the Maharal says, in the Chiddush HaGadol there, Chazal are telling us that in many ways, the chola is closer to Hashem, because the chola has less physical strength and is more spiritual, more on the neshama side. And since God is all neshama, is all not physical, therefore they're closer to each other. And that's how the Maharal beautifully explains what it means that Hashem is zanat achola, because he's the only one. We who are physical, who are full of strength, might find it hard to support a chola. But Hashem, who is not physical, will find it easier to connect with the chola when they're in a weakened state. And it actually gives us a new perspective in terms of the Kedusha, the sanctity of somebody who's sick, and seeing the Shechina hovering around, as the Gemara is going to say, that the Shechina hovers around somebody who is sick. And so the Gemara continues and explains that very idea. The Gemara says, if somebody visits a chola, mitzvah bikur cholin, so yeshiv al gabi mita, v'lo al gav safsal, v'lo al gabi kisei. They shouldn't, and this again explains, or assumes, I should say, that the chola is lying on a bed towards the floor, like in the olden times. Today, where the beds are elevated, this may not apply the same way as it did back then, but the concept still applies. So if you're visiting a chola, you shouldn't sit on the bed of the chola, by the head. You shouldn't sit on a bench above, or a chair above the bed of the chola. Ella, mis'ati fi yoshiv agav karka. You should wrap yourself carefully and sit on the floor. Why? Because the Shechina is hovering above the head of the chola. Hashem yisadenu. Same words of the pasuk. Al eres davai. Hashem is going to support on the bed of misery. So as the Maharal Marsha explained, that the people can't stand over the chola, because you stand over the chola, since Hashem is hovering over the head of the chola, if you're towering over the chola, you're also towering over and standing over the Shechina. And that would not be respectful to the Shechina, and therefore we should sit lower. Which, again, the post can point out that this is applied today, even though the situation being described might not be relevant to the way the beds are set up in hospitals and houses today, or chairs, but it is relevant in terms of not standing over somebody. If you're visiting a chola, you should never stand over them to show that you're above them. Number one, because it's not respectful. Number two, because the Shechina is with the chola, and by doing so, you'd be standing over, not giving proper deference and kavod to the Shechina. Okay, I want to focus on one beautiful, beautiful radak in terms of Bikur Cholim that I think is so kedai. And again, always a reminder, look up the sources inside, because really, really beautiful. So writes the radak. The pasuk ends by saying, "Kol mishkavo hafata b'chalyo," that his mishkav, his bed, is being turned over in their illness. Writes the radak. V'tam mishkavo, ki mishkav ha'adam ha'mitaso hu l'menucha, ba'od shehu bari. What's our bed for? You know, Shabbos afternoon and take a nap. You're tired after a long day of work and learning and all these activities. Lie down. The bed's a place you go for an escape, for comfort, for menucha ha'nefesh. It's a place you look forward to going to. Ha'fakta mishkavo min ha'menucha v'tzara. And now that they're ill, lo aleinu, Hashem has turned their bed from a place where they look forward to spending time to a place where they feel bedridden and they don't want to spend any time, but they have no choice because they can't get out of bed because they're so weak. The tam calls yishu shoche b'yom v'layla. Now they're there all day and night. So what's the idea? V'hu derech tfila. So what's hafachta? So it's a tfila, the Radak says. What's the tfila? It's such a beautiful idea from the Radak. If the whole issue with the chola is that they used to have a place to go to rest and to feel comfort and to kind of chill on their bed, on their chair, and now they have to use it because they're sick. It's been turned over. So we have to daven. Derech tefila uferusho, kol mishkavo b'chalyo tafoch oso levrius l'menucha. Let your bed go back to a place of health and menucha. In other words, the same things that gave the person great comfort before, places they were comforted by. It's not just beds, by the way, this radak applies beautifully. Foods. Certain foods someone who's sick can't eat. They have some issue, their stomach issue, or just because of their illness, their medicine, they can't eat. So those things that used to give them a happiness and comfort and enjoyment are now sources of difficulty. So the tefillah we should daven, the radak says, is hafata. It should be turned over, mean, you know, all the things you used to enjoy that now you cannot enjoy, that no longer give you comfort and chizuk and excitement, but rather give you difficulty, may they all be restored to the way they were before. They should be flipped over back again. What a beautiful thought in the Radak. That's the greatest thing you should daven, we should daven for, and especially when we visit a chola, give them the bracha that Amir Tashem, all the things that they used to be able to enjoy and find comfort in, like their bed, should be turned back to the way they were before. And that's what it really means, refuah shalema, a full refuah. Not just that they should get better, but rather shalema, meaning it should go back everything the way that it was. And that's the greatest bracha we can give when visiting the chola. There's so many things just to mention, sensitivity is to be able to visit a chola properly. And the Gemara here, Nedarim, highlights that, as does David HaMelech, and it's taken according to the Mefarshim, and just beautiful to give thought and to give pause to the incredible mitzvot opportunities that we have to visit and take care of and give chizuk to the cholim that we know in our families, our communities. Nebuch, we shouldn't hear any cholim, but those that we know, opportunities to give them chizuk should be taken, of course, any chance we get. Wishing all of you a wonderful and meaningful day. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue with Perek Mem Aleph next week. And in the meantime, wishing everybody and their families an uplifting, meaningful Freilich and Chanukah. May we hear good news, the Siras Tovos from Eretz Yisrael, the safety of our Chayalim, our brave and wonderful Chayalim, as well as the safety and security of all Achim Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Once again, Freilich and Lichtig Chanukah.